Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Well, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo go-round number 7 of 10 concluded last night in Las Vegas. When the dust cleared, the competition looked this way. In the bareback bronc riding, Casey Field from Payson, Utah, was 83 points on Calgary Stampede's Shadow Warrior, picking up over the $18,630 for every round in every event. In the steer wrestling, Texan Matt Reeves was a fast 3.1 second to claim the round. Team roping competition, Clay Tryon from Billings, Montana, and Jade Corkill, along with Dustin Bird Blackfeet from Cutbank, Montana, and Paul Eves from Lonedale, Missouri, were 4.1, the teams splitting the round. Derek Begay from Sabre Del Cai, Arizona, and Cesar De La Cruz were a 9.2 second time to finish 7th. Eric Rogers from Round Rock, Arizona, Navajo Indian Cowboy, and Corey Petska from Marana, Arizona, were 14-1, finishing 10th in the round. In the saddle bronc riding, Jake Wright from Milford, Utah, was 84.5 points on J-Bar's special time to pick up the round in the saddle bronc riding. Tie-down roping, Cody O won his 4th round. The man's on a mission to win another gold buckle. It was a quick 6.7 second time. In the barrel racing, Taylor Jacob, a rookie, set an arena record the night before and won another go-round, her 4th last night, with a 13.47. In the bull riding competition, defending world champion from Texas, Cody Till topped off Bar T Rodeo's Slim Chance for an 85-point ride. It was a very exciting time. In round number 7, we had an opportunity with our Jason Headland to catch up with Blackfeet Indian Cowboy Dustin Bird after a big win in the team roping.
Round winner, Dustin Bird. Dustin, fantastic run tonight, buddy.
Oh, thank you very much.
In the Thomas and Mack, they say it's such a short arena and that the start is so fast. Kind of explain that and what it takes to get used to doing that.
Yeah, the start is super fast, but the steers here, the first time they went through, they were just fresh enough where they didn't just leave sharp. And if you went right when you nodded, you broke the barrier. But if you waited and pulled, and then they would they'd try. So it's, man, it's really important to be on the barrier right there. Now they're starting to start good, and so you can take a pretty good roll at one now.
You know, and they say the start out is so important here, but we've been talking to guys throughout the week, and they say that even if you get a half a just a millimeter of a second late start in this arena, you're going to be chasing them all the way back down to the buck and shoots.
Yeah, that's, you don't want to back off at any, because they'll beat you out of there, and you'll run down and take a dumb throw at the back end, and it never seems like it turns out very good down there.
How hard is it to get that turned around since it's such a short arena? You see a lot of the teams having a hard time getting the horses pointing around, the ropes tight, looking at each other in this arena.
Yeah, this arena ain't made for team roping, but you just got to do the best you can at what the situation. If they go to the left any, you're in the wall, and it's tough to face up the wall. Kind of want them out in the middle. Like, I thought Clay and Jade, their steer was out in the middle more, and they got a great finish. And our steer, like, started up the wall just a little bit tonight, but I still was able to have enough room to finish. So
obviously did something right. Co-round 7 winners. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Hitland here with the Rodeo Roundup with your team roping co-winner for round 7, Dustin Bird. Dustin, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.